When building modern web interfaces, one of the most powerful techniques available to a developer is combining media queries with Flexbox within a single component. You have already worked extensively with Flexbox, alignment, flex direction, flex wrap, automatic margins, and responsive image galleries. Now it is time to bring everything together in a unified, practical approach that forms the backbone of real-world responsive design. What is the core idea? The idea is straightforward. Flexbox handles the layout logic of a component, how its children are arranged, sized, and aligned, while media queries handle the contextual adaptation, at what screen size should the layout change, and how. Used together inside a single component, they allow you to write CSS that responds intelligently to the user's screen size, without duplicating HTML or relying on JavaScript. A component, in this context, is any self-contained block of HTML that has a clear visual purpose, a navigation bar, a card group, a product listing, a hero section, a form, or a footer. The goal is that this component looks correct and usable on a mobile phone, a tablet, and a desktop screen, all from the same HTML structure. Reminder: how media queries work. A media query is a CSS rule that applies styles only when a certain condition about the user's device or viewport is true. The most commonly used condition is the width of the browser window, also called the viewport width. The basic syntax looks like this. At media, min width, 768px. Styles applied only when the viewport is at least 768 pixels wide. This is the mobile-first approach, which is the recommended modern standard. You write your base styles for small screens first, then use media queries with min width to progressively enhance the layout as the screen gets wider. This is the opposite of the older approach that used max width to degrade the layout for small screens. Common breakpoints used in professional projects are 480 pixels, small mobile devices, 768 pixels, tablets and large phones in landscape orientation, 1024 pixels, small laptops and large tablets, 1280 pixels or more, desktop screens. These values are not fixed rules. They should be chosen based on when the content of your component actually needs to change, not on specific device names. How Flexbox fits inside a media query. Flexbox properties can be placed inside a media query block just like any other CSS property. This means you can change the flex direction, the alignment, the wrapping behavior, or the size of flex children depending on the viewport size. Here is a concrete and complete example. Imagine a card component that displays three items: an image, a title, and a description. On mobile, you want the items stacked vertically. On a wider screen, you want them displayed side by side in a row. The HTML structure: div class equals card group greater than, div class equals card greater than card 1 slash div, div class equals card greater than card 2 slash div, div class equals card greater than card 3 slash div, slash div. The CSS, mobile first. Dot card group. Display, flex. Flex direction. Column. Gap, 16px. Dot card. Flex, 1. Padding, 20px. Background color. Hashtag F0 F0 F0. At media, min width, 768px. Dot card group. Flex direction. Row. What happens here is precise and important to understand. By default, for small screens, the card group displays its children in a column. When the viewport reaches 768 pixels or more, the media query overrides the flex direction to row, and the three cards are displayed side by side. The flex, one on each card, means each one takes an equal share of the available space. The rest of the flexbox behavior, gap, alignment, is inherited from the base styles and does not need to be repeated inside the media query. This is a key principle. Inside a media query, you only write what changes. You do not rewrite everything from scratch. Changing more than just flex direction. In real projects, you often need to change multiple flexbox properties across breakpoints. Here is a more advanced example: a navigation bar that collapses into a vertical menu on mobile and expands into a horizontal bar on desktop. Dot nav bar. Display, flex. Flex direction. Column. Align items. Flex start. Gap, 8px. Padding, 16px. Dot nav bar A. Width, 100%. Padding, 10px. At media, min width, 1024px. Dot nav bar. Flex direction. Row. Align items. Center. Justify content. Space between. Gap, 0. Dot nav bar A. Width, auto. On small screens, the navigation links stack vertically, each one taking the full width of the container. On screens wider than 1024 pixels, the navigation becomes a horizontal bar with space distributed between the links. The justify content space between creates the spacing, and the links return to their natural auto width. Notice that display flex is written only once in the base styles. You do not need to redeclare it inside the media query because it does not change. Using flex wrap inside a media query. You have already worked with flex wrap in the workshop on responsive image galleries. Combining flex wrap with media queries is another common pattern. For example, you might want a gallery to display one item per row on mobile, two items per row on tablet, and four items per row on desktop. Dot gallery. Display, flex. Flex wrap, wrap. Gap, 12px. Dot gallery item, flex, 11 plus 100%. At media, min width, 600px. Gallery item, flex, 1 quark 50%, 12px. At media, min width, 1024px. Gallery item, flex, 11 calc, 25%, 12px. Here, the flex property uses three values, flex grow, flex shrink, and flex basis. The flex basis defines the starting size of each item before available space is distributed. By using calc to subtract the gap value, you ensure the items fit correctly in their row without overflowing. At 600 pixels, each row contains two items, each takes approximately 50% of the width. At 1024 pixels, each row contains four items, each takes approximately 25%. This pattern is extremely common in professional front-end development and is the foundation of many grid-like layouts built with Flexbox. Combining align items, justify content, and order across breakpoints. Another important technique is changing the visual order of elements between mobile and desktop using the order property, or changing alignment properties to adapt the visual hierarchy. For example, imagine a hero section with a text block and an image. On mobile, the image appears below the text. On desktop, the image moves to the right of the text. Dot hero. Display, flex. Flex direction. Column. Gap, 24px. Dot hero text. Order, 1. Dot hero image. Order, 2. At media, min width, 768px. Dot hero. Flex direction. Row. Align items. Center. Dot hero text. Flex, 1. Order, 1. Dot hero image. Flex, 1. Order, 2. In this case, the order property does not change, but flex direction does, which is enough to rearrange the layout. If you wanted to visually reverse the order on desktop without changing the HTML, you could assign order 2 to the text and order 1 to the image inside the media query. Common mistakes to avoid. There are several errors that developers frequently make when combining media queries and Flexbox. Rewriting all Flexbox properties inside every media query block, even those that do not change. This makes the code harder to read and maintain. Only write what actually changes, using max width instead of min width when following a mobile-first approach. This leads to conflicting styles that are difficult to debug, forgetting that flex basis is affected by the box sizing property. If box sizing is not set to border box globally, padding and borders can cause items to overflow their container. Using fixed pixel widths on flex children instead of flexible values like percentages, calc, or flex shorthand. This defeats the purpose of Flexbox and breaks the responsiveness, applying media queries at the wrong level. Sometimes developers apply the media query to the parent when the change is needed on the children, or vice versa. Always identify exactly which element styles need to change. Best practice, think in components. As a full-stack web developer, you will build interfaces composed of reusable components. Each component should be self-contained and responsive on its own. This means the media queries for a component should target the styles of that component's elements specifically and not rely on global page-level styles to work correctly. This approach makes your CSS more predictable, easier to debug, and ready for integration into larger projects or component-based frameworks. To summarize the key points, Flexbox defines how children are arranged inside a container. Media queries define at which viewport sizes those arrangements change. The mobile-first approach uses min-width breakpoints and builds up from small screens. Inside a media query, only write the Flexbox properties that need to change. Flex direction, flex wrap, justify content, align items, order, and flex, shorthand, are all properties that can be modified inside a media query. Using flex, 11 calc with flex wrap is the standard technique for building responsive multi-column layouts with Flexbox. Avoid rewriting unchanged properties. Avoid max width in a mobile-first workflow. And always set box sizing, border box globally for predictable sizing. Mastering this combination is a foundational skill that you will use in virtually every responsive layout you build throughout your career as a full-stack web developer.